thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Dude.
Yeah, it's the Urban Sports Scene back. And I'm here with the king of all kings, King Al.
First of all, you just missed an incredible freestyle battle. I just destroyed my young brother.
Young? I'm older than you. How you say young brother?
Hey, when we in the rap game, go by experience, baby. I've been in the rap game for years.
What? Rap game for years? You can't be serious.
Hey, listen. If he unleashes the unheard, never heard freestyle battle that just happened 20 minutes ago.
Unleash what? What you shimmy for?
Was it 24 Productions or something?
What? 20 Gold Dust you talking about? Yeah, isn't it Carrot Gold 24 Productions or something like that?
Why you know about it so heavy?
Because I watch wrestling.
Yeah. You don't got no cable, dog.
Why we gotta put that on the air though?
Also, I just had to be real.
I got cable, man. Okay. It's not the real cable. No, it's the bootleg cable.
You ain't got bootleg cable.
Why are you putting me out there? Why are you putting my business out there on the
blast? I'm not saying because I don't want to say it's bootleg. You got that real, real authentic. Like you get that monthly bill. But I'm just saying, no, I love you, no boo boo. Killed you on the freestyle though.
Well, there was no freestyle. We never freestyle.
Hey.
Why you ain't about? We never freestyle.
That was a little sample of what happened.
What happened?
20 minutes ago.
Nothing happened 20
minutes
ago.
20 minutes ago.
You gotta be BS.
You just got blasted.
By who?
By Mr. Man, Senor Unbred.
That's high school. When Mr. Man, that's high school stuff. Hey, that's your high school nickname.
Let me tell you something, boy.
I ain't your boy. So you better stop it right
when
there.
When I say boy, I say it in the most negative way.
I know,
possible.
And you damn right ain't your boy.
And I'm letting you know, boy.
I'm letting you know I ain't your boy.
Listen, Cletus.
Man, you about to get your two listen, seconds listen, away and get smacked.
Listen. It's a sports show. Also a freestyle battle.
It's a sports show?
Murked it. What?
Huh? Are you serious?
Say what?
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 Huh?
Huh?
What?
Talking about wrestling.
You killing me right now, son.
Kill it!
Oh my God, I can't.
I got people just like trying to sign me right now. I'm gonna phone like, hey, sign this dude. He quit.
You giving me a headache.
He quit.
Like you're giving me a headache.
Like, boom, chaka-laka-laka.
Do you like giving me a headache?
If it upsets you, it pleasures me.
It's working. It is so working.
It pleasures me.
Anyway, it's the Urban Sports Scene on the Urban Sports Scene Network. Like I said, I'm glad to have my brother, King Al. Make sure you listen to our homies, Voice of the Fan. Their podcast is located on Blog Talk Radio. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Voice of the Fan. The show is hosted by Alex and Jeff. Our show is syndicated on the internet radio station Real People Real Talk Radio. This site is managed by our good friends from Apple G, so make sure you visit the site. It's www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. Also, our phone lines are open, so you can call in. The number is 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904. Okay, let's get to our tradition, the pregame. We all know the Wizards were eliminated. I know, right? Hey, DC Rising.
DC is horrible.
Anytime I hear DC Rising, I think about Batman.
Where'd they get that from?
I think they get it from Batman. Yeah, Rise?
Yeah.
Like Bane?
Yeah, but I mean, come on, man.
The Rise.
DC
Rising.
The Wizards are who I thought they were.
They're rising. I actually on Facebook, I was like, is DC still rising?
What'd they say?
Quiet. Crickets. We still got hope. That's messed up.
Got no hope.
They got no hope. Anyway, Trevor Ariza, Martin Gortat were big contributors to this playoff push for the Washington Wizards. I'm not going to talk about for Gortat because I think it's a must for them to sign Gortat. But Ariza is interesting. Do you think the Wizards should re-sign Ariza?
He's a free agent?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. They're not. Well, they can't
and
sign.
And he's going to ask for a lot of money, I heard.
They can't sign. No, he can sign one of them.
Yeah.
I would sign Gortat.
Of course. A big is more valuable to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this time. I mean, next year they can finally play
Otto Porter.
He can be a defender until he gets a consistent jump shot in the NBA.
Yeah.
And you also have Webster, who's
that's the thing. Webster can play defense. Yeah. Webster can shoot.
So yeah. So I mean, I would definitely sign Gortat.
That's a good point. I forgot about Webster. I didn't think about Webster. I actually was on the side of saying you have Otto Porter. So you actually have somebody you drafted as a third pick overall. So you have to. You have to use him eventually.
Yeah,
you can't just have him sit there. If he can't play, then let's see him being a bust. But you can't like not use him.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they didn't really play him at all.
They didn't play him at all, so I can't tell you if he's a real bust.
They didn't play Singleton. They put him on.
Singleton's not even. Singleton's done. Yeah. I think his contract's up, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's done.
Hey, what's this kid? They don't know how to draft. I mean,
I actually like Singleton, though, coming out of Florida State.
But look. They remember, it was Singleton and Vesely. Vesely, he's in Denver now. He's a bum.
Well, yeah, he's a bust.
He's a bum. I mean, you draft Singleton, you about to let him go. What a waste.
Booker's, I think Booker, they didn't even give Booker the option on the extra year. So he has an option. Mm-hmm. Wow. And he played well.
Yeah, I mean, he's undersized. I think they can get him back to cheap.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I think a winning team would want a Trevor Booker, though. He's good. He's good for a winning team. I think for a championship team, they would see his value.
He's good for the Spurs.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
Yes, he's really good for the Spurs.
So we're in agreement that the Wizards should let Ariza go.
I didn't know he was a free agent.
A free agent, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Matter of fact, are you guys, the NBA lottery today, right?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
All right. Who do you think will be the first pick or roll if, say, Milwaukee gets it?
Well, let's see.
I'm asking. It's a good question, right? I'm serious.
I would say
Milwaukee has the worst record in the league.
Yeah, I don't think they're not going to get the number one pick, though.
Okay.
But if they do get it, right. They probably draft a center.
A center? Yeah, so they would get Embiid.
Yeah, they said probably Embiid. I mean, to be honest, like, Milwaukee, they have a horrible roster.
Yeah, they got Mayo.
Detroit has a horrible roster.
Brandon Knight.
I mean, they have a bad roster.
You think I like Brandon Knight? I actually am a fan of Brandon Knight.
But I'm just saying that the roster just isn't good.
Well, Detroit's roster sucks because they signed what's his name?
Josh Smith.
They actually think about they're gonna let. I heard Stan Van Gundy is willing to let what's his name go.
Who?
Monroe.
Oh yeah, because they got too many people in the same position.
But you can play Monroe's really a power forward to me, in my opinion. You can put you have Drummond.
Who plays the center?
Who plays center?
Only person.
Josh Smith shouldn't have been. Again, I'm gonna say this again. Josh Smith should never been signed.
No, not at all.
He should never been signed.
But the thing is, I feel like Monroe playing with Drummond is not gonna be utilized properly. So let him go.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's just a bad fit. Just a bad fit. I mean. Detroit's a bad roster. That's what I'm saying.
I actually think they can work together. I just don't think they have the.
It's a bad roster. Like
the players to make it work with it. Right, like for instance, like Brandon Jennings is bad for both.
Okay, put it like this: on the Detroit roster, who's the scorer?
Brandon Jennings. Who's the two guard? I don't know who the two guard is. Josh Smith, I guess, is a scorer.
No. Josh Smith is not a scorer.
I mean, would you call him a scorer?
No. Josh Smith is a stat stuffer.
Well, who's the two guard?
The two guard, I don't know if Rodney Stuckey starts.
No, Rodney Stuckey doesn't start. They don't start Rodney Stuckey.
There's
no real scorer.
It's a bad roster. It's a real, real
Parker,
bad.
You know, Detroit be blessed to get Parker. That's the guy I would get in the draft. That's just me.
Yeah. NBA ready is Parker. More upside is Wiggins and Embiid.
They say Embiid has the most upside over
everybody.
Yeah,
I said Wiggins and Embiid.
Okay. Who has the more upside between those two then? I guess that's my question.
Embiid, because he's raw.
Yeah.
He's 7 foot. You can't teach height. I mean, he has great footwork already.
Mm-hmm.
So he can, as long as his injury, it was just a freak of nature injury that it won't occur, he has the most upside because he can be trained and taught. I mean, he picks up very well, they say.
Okay. Well, let's go down to pregame real quick. Saturday night, which is in a couple of days, matter of fact, Mike Alvarado will face Juan Manuel Marquez.
You mean last Saturday?
It happened last Saturday?
Yeah.
Where have I been at?
Yeah.
Juan
Marquez won it.
He beat him?
Decision, yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah,
seriously. I missed the fight. I didn't see it. I looked it up. I thought I was off.
Yeah. Unanimous decision. Now Pacquiao has to make
He ain't got to fight. Yeah, he's going to have to fight. Oh, dang. So nobody's fighting this Saturday?
Cotto, I believe. Cotto versus Martinez.
Martinez? Oh, he's fighting Sergio Martinez this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, go to the Marquez. Like, you saw the fight? Because I didn't see the fight.
Nah, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it either?
I mean, it's two fighters I can care less for.
So Pacquiao's going to probably have to fight Marquez?
Yeah, Marquez said he really want to fight him.
If I'm Pacquiao, I wouldn't want
to
fight him anyway.
No, Pacquiao wants to fight him.
He wants to fight Marquez?
Yeah, he's the only person he can fight. Yes. Marquez does not want to fight him.
Who does Marquez want to fight?
He's over it, but because they be screwing him around. They don't give him the money.
Yeah, they don't get it because he's not warranted the money.
So, but what I'm saying is, but he knows that Pacquiao, only for Pacquiao can really fight, is him.
You know Marquez?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Marquez will get paid if he fight Pacquiao.
What I'm saying is they don't want to give Marquez half money.
Oh, he's not going. He doesn't deserve half.
Yeah,
money.
So but he has the leverage. He knows that Pacquiao. Who's Pacquiao going to fight?
Oh, that's his argument.
Yes, his leverage is like
Pacquiao can fight.
Who?
I told you
he won Alvarado's the win.
Oh, I think. I mean, he can fight.
Who?
Canelo.
Canelo's fighting Laura.
Oh, he's fighting Laura?
Yeah, real good fight.
That's going to be a real good fight. Yeah. Jeez, Louise.
Yeah.
Who can he fight?
He can't. He can't find no one in Bob Arum's camp. There's no one there yet.
You don't want to fight Timothy Bradley again. That's just weak.
No one's going to see that.
No one's going to pay for that.
No one's ever going to pay for that.
Yeah, he can chill for a minute.
Yeah, it's chill.
Can't for Brian. He can't find Alvarado if he wants to. I mean, he's still
he
actually.
No. He could, but then.
What's the lure of that?
It's going to be less money.
So do you know Marquez like dominated that fight?
He won unanimous decision.
Unanimous decision. Did he knock him down at all? If you know,
No, he didn't knock him down.
All right, so let's go to Cotto. Since you named Cotto Martinez, who do you think's gonna win that fight? I actually like Cotto over Martinez. That's just me though.
I got Martinez.
You like Martinez over Cotto?
Yeah, I like Martinez.
Cotto with that weak chin.
I like Martinez. Martinez is a good boxer.
He's been done. He's been like on the end.
You asked me a question,
on the,
boy.
He's been going on it. I told you I call me a boy, though. I told you y'all call me boy.
I don't care.
Man, 3-2-1. 1-2-3. Who is bothering me?
Nah. I don't use that version.
All right, down to pregame.
That's what I thought, sucker.
I so dislike you.
Don't use that jump on me.
All right, LeSean McCoy.
I'm an adult.
Oh, in the NFL, LeSean McCoy came out and said he's the best running back in the NFL.
What's the problem?
And would you take him over AP? No, would you take him? I'm not asking what's the problem. It's good to have that confidence. Would you take him over AP?
What's my offense? Is it? I mean, if
I'm not, listen, I'm
no,
not.
No, I'm it, not asking it, offense. No. It actually does matter.
Who's the better running back? Who would you take? I'm asking you personally for your type of brand.
For the Washington Redskins,
who would you take?
I would take AP.
Okay.
If I'm the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm taking McCoy. If I'm the Saints, I'm taking McCoy.
I'm still not taking McCoy.
I'm taking McCoy.
I'm not even taking McCoy over Adrian Peterson, period. All right. Any man that can get 2,000 yards after blowing his knee, it's real. Like, there's no running back that can do that. Like, blowing your knee out.
A team that doesn't run the ball, what's the point?
Are you talking about a team that doesn't run the ball?
Yeah.
You're talking about a guy who just... Like,
if you... Like
no,
I said,
I'm talking about, like, in essence... Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Get your point. I'm sorry.
What I'm saying is, it's all based on what type of team it is. Like, AP is a better running back. Running the ball. All-purpose back is McCoy. McCoy's a better all-purpose back. And that means to catch the ball in the backfield, get extra yards. AP doesn't do that.
You mean screen game?
But all AP, purpose.
They're not asking. I feel like they ask AP to do more. He can do that.
And see, but they're not. That's what I said. What type of offense?
All right, I'm going to say, like, all right.
Offense.
For me, it doesn't matter what offense is. Like, I mean, that man is a home red threat anytime he touches the ball.
So is McCoy.
And with contact. So, and I mean, again, there's no – he's the type of running back.
Who likes to get hit?
And that's true. Who – any type of defense, I'm taking Adrian Peterson over because his style of brand, he can get out on any kind of defense, period. Like, I don't care if you got the number one rushing defense. LeSean McCoy, like you said, I agree. He may get stopped. He may get stopped running the ball, but he can beat you with the screen game. Because the Eagles, and to be honest with the Eagles screen game, to even be fair to it, the Eagles screen game, even with Andy Reid and you're adding Chip Kelly, it's something totally different from any other screen game, even the Saints or whatever.
No, but what I'm saying is, if I'm looking at an offense, if you're saying if you're just drafting a player,
mm-hmm.
It's all based on what are you going to do with this player.
Mm-hmm.
AP is a old school running back.
Yeah.
Okay. It's only AP, Lynch,
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, Marshawn Lynch, and that's it. I'm not even going to say Morris because he fumbles too much. You wouldn't be
Alfred Morris. I'm not even sure Alfred Morris is going to be good without the Shanahan system. So I'm not even.
Yeah, as I said, I wouldn't say Morris because he fumbled too much.
Yeah, I'm not even.
You know
sure.
I'm saying it's that. Only a few running backs. Like that's the old school running backs. Like they carry the ball 25 times a game.
Yeah.
The NFL's changing. Look, the NFL's
changing. That's true. I'm not arguing that.
The NFL's changing. And look, I mean, you had good running backs. I don't care what they were good running backs in the draft, and they got drafted in the second round. Like, come on, man, they're not even in the top 10.
You mean running backs that got drafted in this draft?
Yeah, they were decent running backs. Not in top 10.
They weren't like...
They were decent. They were because no one values running backs
that's
anymore.
True, though, but they weren't... I feel like they weren't like the high-talented running back. Like, it's not like a guy that you can say, oh, wow, he's special.
Okay.
He's a good running back.
Last year, Lacy, he was talented.
Yeah, I agree. I know. Lacy, yeah, you're right. I don't argue that. Do you think Adrian Peterson in this draft wouldn't be a first-round pick?
Adrian Peterson, he slipped in his own draft.
like five. I know it's terrible.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so, terrible.
So after
you knew he was the best running back.
Yeah. So absolutely, he would have slipped.
You knew he was the best player in the draft.
He was the best player in the draft by far. That's what I'm saying. Like, how did he even slip? Like,
yeah,
he
should. I know.
Like how they made Clowney almost slip.
It was ridiculous.
Like almost like they made AP slip.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. So if he'd have came out this year, he would have slipped.
Yeah.
He got drafted at five. He'd have probably got drafted at 15 or 20 something. Mm-hmm. It's a shame how the NFL is doing, but you got to realize, I'm sorry. Also, I would like to add Gore into that mix. It's only a few teams.
Gore, yeah, it's true.
That run the ball the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like Lynch might get the ball. He might get the ball and carry for 3 yards. They don't like, oh man, our running game is dead. They keep handing him the ball. I mean, but these other teams are just throwing. That's what offensive linemen are. It's a high premium. That's what a lot of them came out. A lot of DBs came out because then it was a passing league. Look at the linebackers. Not a lot of linebackers came out.
So now what, say again?
Not a lot of linebackers came out in the first round.
But linebackers are a little different now.
But I'm saying, look, they're not.
Even the guy who got drafted
from Ohio State, small, I don't know what.
Yeah.
He's a safety for real.
Yeah, safety for real. Not even that. Even the guy, I'm thinking about somebody else. I'm thinking about the guy, if you think about linebackers. Where did the guy from Carolina, where did he get drafted? Kuechly, the
first
linebacker.
First round.
Was he first round pick?
Yeah, first round. I think it's 12th.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
I remember him getting drafted that early.
High. He was drafted high. What are you talking about?
It's warranted. I'm just saying.
Real high. I think it was even higher than 12.
He went to Penn State, right?
No, he went to Boston College.
Boston College. That's what he went to?
Yeah.
I thought he went to Penn State.
Nah, he was real. He drafted real high, man. What you been at?
I thought he was. I swore he was drafted.
Nah, he drafted real high.
My man Rodney on our Facebook page, Rodney Scott. You know Rodney Al. Said, hell no.
Fade away.
Fade away.
No, I didn't know about a fadeaway. He just said something right now?
Nah, he said it earlier, though.
Hell no to what?
Huh? Hell no. He said McCoy. Went to take McCoy over AP.
Like I said, man, because he lives in Washington, D.C.
What does that mean?
He watches the Redskins. You're based on what you see. Like uh-huh. Like I'm saying.
We see McCoy. You talking about we see McCoy often?
What I'm saying is.
We see him more than we see AP?
What I'm saying is I like old school football.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying with the Redskins, what we have. Even though I don't know what I don't know what Gruden's doing, but I would take AP. I don't know what he's doing. I'm not saying it's bad.
It's okay. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do. But I would take AP because he's a running back. And I know that. But McCoy, you say, give me McCoy. I'm not going to be upset. Like, this dude is an all-purpose back. He's an all-purpose back. And how he embarrasses the Redskins.
He embarrasses us.
Listen, let me tell you something. If they said McCoy's coming to the Skins and we trade Alpha Moore, I'm like, cool. I'm saying cool.
Which, if we get AP, what are you saying?
I'm saying cool too.
But you're probably saying it more. I know you.
Nah. I'd be like cool. Either way, I'd be cool. Look,
if we had AP, it'd be. I think you would say cool, but it would be a totally different response.
If we got McCoy, I'd be ecstatic.
I know. I'd be ecstatic too. Don't get me wrong.
Because this dude embarrassed the Redskins.
Man, he embarrassed the Rockpo.
No, embarrassed a lot. He embarrassed Madu Williams a couple years ago.
Who didn't embarrass?
Perry Riley. He embarrassed Fletcher. He brings the whole defense.
Non-tackling Fletcher. Which Fletcher are we talking about?
Stole money. He stole money for two years. He stole money.
You said 2 years.
The other year he was bad. 2 years he stole money.
2 years though.
They be just tackled. They was giving him tackles. He don't even be in the play. And they said tackle by Fletcher. Fletcher on the right side. The play's on the left side. Just give him a tackle.
He said he's stealing money. He was stealing money.
I mean, great Redskin though. Stealing money. I said he's a good Redskin, but he was just stealing.
He was stealing money.
We had no linebackers behind him. Like, oh, play him.
You said he was stealing money.
Stealing. He's a thief.
Yeah. So, but you would take for your brand of football, the football you before.
I would take
you
AP. Prefer
AP.
First of all, I'm gonna say this. I mean, I've been a big AP fan since Oklahoma.
I know you have. I'm not arguing that.
When Matt Leiner won the Heisman, I said, oh, they ripped AP.
Yeah.
When AP went to Minnesota, I said, wow, he slipped that far.
Like five. He was five.
And I was like, what's wrong with everyone? He's the best.
I told you they tried to have a conversation about having Marshawn Lynch drafted over him. It was a conversation.
I don't remember that one.
It was a conversation.
But I know he had to split carries with the dude.
His first year?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. That was stupid.
That's what I'm saying.
Who was that running back? I don't remember.
He used to play for Baltimore. Then he went to. He had a good year.
He was like, oh, yeah.
He had a good year. I'm not going to say.
Number 29. Chester Taylor.
He had a good year. That's the thing. Minnesota knew how great AP was. Because Chester Taylor, the year before, had a good year.
Yeah, he had a good year.
He had a good year. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's AP, though.
Yeah. Like,
he should have been, like, for real. I don't even know who was number one that pick.
It's like when the Vikings drafted Randy Moss and they had Jake Reed. Jake Reed had a really good year. Then eventually they started Randy Moss as the third wide receiver. And then he just bumped out Jake Reed.
Yeah. Who was the number one pick that year?
Who? AP?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
He didn't come with Mario, did he? Mario and Reggie?
No, he didn't come with them. And Vince Young? Yeah. He didn't come with them. I don't think he did. Because they didn't mention him. They'll mention Mario. They only mention Mario and Liner and Reggie Bush.
Yeah, because you're probably right. Because he should have been by far.
Yeah. I don't think he came in that year.
He should have, like, by far, he should have been.
Because, they wouldn't have talked about him, like Reggie Bush and running backs. They don't mention Reggie Bush. Yeah. They don't mention any other running back. In that draft.
Yeah, he should have, like, seriously, he should have been, whoever he was with, he should have been number one.
No, I agree. I mean, the dude is something else. Adrian Peterson was something else coming out. But anyway, it's about time for commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking about the Washington Redskins NFL draft. Are you a fan of it or not? It's the Urban Sports Scene on Urban Sports Scene Radio. You dig? Dosis.
Morning, it's me, Magic Johnson here. I won 5 NBA championships and Olympic gold medal. So I'm calling the shots today. Get up out of bed, into school, try hard, do well. School got me to where I am today. So be there every single day and, of course, give it your best shot.
Where I turn, no matter where I look, the systems in control is all run by the book. I got to get away so I can free my mind. Escape is what I need from the electric guys.
No matter where I am, I see my face around.
Someone I could love, but gain and money is all she ever thought of. How could that be my fault when she gambled and lost? I'm tired of sitting, it's time to make a change.
Why is it I can't do whatever I want to? When is my personal life and I don't live for you? So don't you try to tell me what is right for me. Concerned about you, I can't do what I want you. I got the
power from the system.
We're back from break. That was some Michael Jackson Escape. That was on his album. You ever did you see the Billboard Award?
I'm watching that stuff.
You saw? You didn't? You didn't no, see it? You didn't see the holographic Michael Jackson thing?
I'm not a big MJ fan.
Huh? What?
What you deaf boy?
What? That's why you like MC Hammer. We used to have this debate as kids. But
like, come on, man. MC Hammer's still living.
Huh? Well, you don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't disrespect Michael. Don't disrespect Michael like that.
Are you talking?
MC Hammer's still living though. What's wrong with you, man?
Man, I hear a lot of things.
You hear a lot of things like what? What's popping in the streets? What's popping in the streets in your neighborhood, son?
In my neighborhood?
Yeah.
Crime, man.
Crime?
Crime pays.
Crime pays. Oh, my God. Anyway, you can listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports Scene website, which is www.walio.podbeam.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at, change.da.game6@gmail.com. You can listen to us on the Sports Crib Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Stillafan. The show is produced by West Coast Stillafan. Also, our phone lines are open, so you can call in. The number is 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904. Okay, Redskins, the draft. We talked about this before. You know, when the draft actually happened, after the draft, we had a little discussion, me and my brother. But I'm going to ask you, so the folks on air can listen to it, how would you grade out the Redskins draft?
C-.
Wow, a C?
Yeah.
I thought you liked a little bit more than that.
Nah, not really. Not really.
Explain why you didn't like the draft.
Second round draft pick. I know the dude is good, but he's going to be, unless they tell me that Kerrigan's going to play in the inside, on third down and put Murphy out as a linebacker. I mean, as a rush end, I'm cool with that. The third round pick was cool. The offensive tackle. The fourth round, is that we got the corner?
Yeah, I think it's a corner. Because the wide receiver's in the fifth round, if my memory serves me correct.
I don't know. I don't get the wide receiver.
I heard he looks good too in camp, but go ahead.
Yeah. I heard he looked good, but I don't get the wide receiver at all.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead. Talk about the main two. The main three individuals, the first three rounds. The cornerback. I heard the cornerback could be good. But I don't think he's going to make the practice.
He's going to make the team.
I think he's going to be in the practice squad.
Nah.
You think he's going to play full time?
Yeah, I think Minifield's gone.
They like Minifield, though.
Yeah, but it's a new coach.
No, but still the defense. He's still the defense.
Yeah, but I don't think he's gonna be there.
You're Morocco Brown too. Morocco Brown got signed by the Browns. I mean, he's the Browns.
yeah. Who is he?
He's third in command. He was third in command of the front office team. Scott Campbell, Morocco Brown, and Bruce Allen. Bruce Allen's one. Scott Campbell's two. Morocco Brown was three.
Oh, I saw that. I didn't know who he was.
Nah, he was there. But he was highly touted. The wow. Chicago Bears tried to get him at first too. Well, he declined.
Well, goodbye. Sucker.
But anyway, yeah, back to the draft.
I mean, I don't think it was. I mean, it was okay, but the wide receiver I didn't get. He's not gonna make the team. I don't care what y'all say. He's not gonna make the team.
Oh, well,
coach, if he makes it,
coach had a lot of positive, had some positive things to say about him.
It just doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense. Like, why not get a guard? There was a couple guards out there.
Still on that guard thing.
Yep,
huh?
Yankee from Stanford.
So you wanted the guard? The guard. So clearly. You still wanted to fill that whole offensive line.
I want to say something, but Kevin Hart says, of course I do.
All right, hold on real quick. My man Jeff Crawley, on our prior discussion about who's better, AP or Shady McCoy, he came out and said Shady McCoy is the better running back. He said not being biased at all. He's an Eagles fan, so you are being biased.
Once you said not being biased at all, your words meant nothing.
Look, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Who was I to say? I just don't – nah, we need – like Larigis or Larigis, whatever.
Larigis? Maybe Josh Larigis. He lost weight. Maybe he's ready.
No, I think he's going to get cut. I mean, we just need to fill. We need to stockpile. We need to stockpile it. Like, come on.
Well, I'm going to give you my two cents. I actually, I'm thinking, at first I wasn't happy with the Trent Murphy pickup. Because I'm like, we have Arakpo. We have Kerrigan. I wanted to do Nix out of Notre Dame, a nose tackle, somebody who can kind of hold down the line. Because I don't want Cofield and it truly be told, I thought Baker was going to start. Looks like Baker's not going to start. Looks like Cofield is going to start in nose tackle. So and they're going to
I didn't know what you were saying.
Yeah, I thought they re-signed Baker, saying that Baker's going to play nose and Cofield to me gets manhandled eventually. I mean, to stop the run.
Nose tackles you got to rotate. So I mean, look, man,
I want to stop the run. I want to stop something. You got to stop something. In defense, you got to stop something.
Or you just score more points.
You got to score more points, exactly. But you got to stop something. That's my thing. And so I wanted Knicks, but they took the dude, you know, the dude from Stanford. You watched him play. You say he reminds you of Jared Allen a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. He actually led the nation in sacks.
15 sacks, which is impressive. I think if you can get sacks, that means you're good. I mean,
I'm saying, like, the dude, like,
Tommy Pollock, Pollock from Georgia years ago.
Yeah, so let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. What the Skins are doing is, like, you know what? It's a quarterback-driven league, so we need as much as possible to get to the quarterback. And so I get that aspect, but we didn't address the middle linebacker. We didn't dress the offensive line like the way we should. We only got one offensive lineman.
We signed a couple of offensive linemen, though.
But we didn't draft. Listen. Okay. I got to sit up for this.
Go ahead.
Our backups were horrible. Mm-hmm. Our backups were horrible. So you might as well draft a couple offensive linemen. Like, our backups, they said they're probably not going to make the team. The dude from Florida a couple years ago, he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Palumbo, horrible.
Tyler Columbus.
Horrible.
Columbus.
I don't need to correct his name. I don't need to correct his name. He's not good enough.
He's not good enough?
He is who I say he is. Palumbo it is. He sucks, dog. He's horrible.
Hey, man. Chris Cooley loves him. I hear it. I watch
Cooley
him.
Chris Cooley need to shut up then. Gosh, man.
We got Moses. Moses
well,
could be
the
guy.
Well, they said Moses don't look too good.
Oh, he got. I heard he got embarrassed by.
Yeah, he don't look too good. Yeah,
I heard.
He don't look too good. I read the joke. He don't look too good at all. They said they would be surprised.
If he starts?
Yep.
Dang.
That's what I said.
So I said, get the boy from Alabama.
He was upset.
Who, the boy from Alabama?
Yeah.
Did the Redskins pass up on him?
No, that everyone passed up on him.
I know, I believe it.
You didn't see, oh.
I didn't see it. No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, he was heated. He was like, I'm just going to take this frustration
on the field. I know, man. Went to Mather.
Buffalo got him.
I know, I went to DeMatha.
Yeah, I know. You don't know him, so what's the difference?
I don't know him, but I just know he's a local product. That could have been good for us.
Nah, I don't like local people.
You're right. You know what? They know about. Yeah, they're too close to home.
Nah, yeah.
Too close to home. I totally agree. Too close to home. So, who do you think out of the folks that we did draft will be an impact player, though?
Trent
Murphy?
Yeah, that's about it. That's one person.
Who's going to impact this season?
Yes.
Let's go one step further.
Well, this season, and I think the running back from Baylor is going to take off of Moore's job.
Is he that good? You watch him play more than
I. He's good. He's going to take it.
He fast?
He's not. He's quicker than fast. He's foot 40. He didn't run as fast as people thought he would.
He throws fast.
He's quick, but he's really fast.
They speaking of that. Who drafted the kid from Cal? Your guy. Oregon. Sorry. Oregon.
Oh, he's quick. He's not as fast as people.
Yeah,
think
no.
He is.
He didn't have a good.
Kansas City.
Kansas City got him.
Yeah,
okay,
they replaced him with Custer.
Where McCluster going?
He got cheap. He went somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he replaced
McCluster. All right, we'll go back to the original topic. My fault.
Yeah.
But you think it's going to be Murphy?
By far.
I think it's going to be Moore and Moses. I think Moses has a good opportunity. He, regardless of whatever you think.
I mean, no.
Columbus sucks.
Listen.
Here you go.
I hope it is Moses.
Yeah.
Because, right? I mean, I liked him, but.
From what you read.
What I read, I mean, I was like, whoa. I was like, this ain't looking too good. Because I'll tell you one thing. Columbus starts. It's a bad draft.
If Columbus starts
week one, it was a bad draft. It was a bad draft. And Columbus is horrible.
KL says it's a bad draft.
Honestly, I want to know who signed the dude from Miami, Sindel Henderson.
Who's that?
He didn't get drafted. He played. He was signed to USC.
Break it down. I'm listening.
He was a kid from Minnesota. He was signed to USC as the number one player prospect before
The
NCAA came down on USC.
Okay.
Once they did, he was released and he went to the University of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He got some issues with the with Miami. I think a couple of drug things. But he was the number one player.
That means you're talented.
He was talented. He never played for USC, so it's not biased.
No. I hear it.
He's athletically a freak. He has all the measurables. However, he might be a head case. I wonder who got him.
They said the same thing about the dude Cincinnati drafted.
Who?
The linebacker, the middle linebacker. Remember, he was like the best
player. Yeah. Okay, so talking about.
Yeah, Burchett.
Yeah. I need to talk about. Yeah. See, I really would like, I would sign him. But I know he got signed somewhere. I would love to sign him. Make him a free agent.
and just put him on a practice squad or whatever. Because that dude can play. With the right coaching, the right system, right, right environment. But actually, Skins probably the wrong environment. We have no leadership.
We have no leadership. We have Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark's a good leader.
Yeah, Ryan Clark is a good leader. But if Fletcher, see, the thing, Fletcher was a good leader. I give him that.
No, he was a good leader. But I think Ryan Clark's
But he hasn't been with the Redskins for so long.
But I mean, he's still going to be a leader is a leader. I mean, I feel like he can come in this locker room and flip things.
I feel
D like, Hall can't be the leader. I know that. They messed up with that crap.
D Hall, he can, but he might lead in the wrong way.
That's not me. You know
but
what
he,
I mean?
But he means well. He means well. Like, he means well, but I don't know, man. You just got to. So, like, D Hall can lead DeSean Jackson correctly.
What's correctly?
Because DeSean Jackson is a coon. And D Hall was a coon.
Wait, what you mean once was?
He ain't as bad as he used to be.
So, but he has his moments when he messes up in the game.
But he can say simmer down.
Like, I think D-Jack's calmed down too. What you?
Like I said, yeah, coon.
This dude here.
You know what I'm saying? I like D-Jack though. I know. You know what I'm saying? I like D-Jack.
You like him, but he's.
Here, coon. He is who he is. He ain't worse. He ain't no Adrian Broner croon, but he.
Oh, what to say?
But he dumb. He dumb. That's not fake.
Oh my God!
You know what I'm saying, but like, hey, it is what it is. Showtime in the Apollo Theater.
All right, so you mentioned Trent Murphy. Do you think you know this him being drafted? Excuse me, is a bad sign for Brian Arakpo? Like the Redskins won't re-sign Brian Arakpo with him being on the roster.
Man, who knows, man? You guys, see what Arakpo? It's his thing. If Arakpo only gives you 10 sacks, he's gone.
Yeah, he got to do better.
He got to do better, man. Yeah. He got to do better. If Arakpo only gives you 10 and Murphy gives you 6. Gone.
Yeah, because you got to look at the upside.
Let me tell you what. What team was this?
The Giants?
No,
what they used to do with all the little. Oh, okay.
Let me tell you what Minnesota did this year. They signed Everson Griffin, former USC player.
Yeah.
He was drafted, I think, in the third, fourth round. He had like 6 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him like $40 million.
Say again?
He had like 6
sacks. Say nose or something?
Nope, we played in, but he was spot. He was a spot player.
Oh, okay.
All right. And, the other end, they didn't re-sign him. Jared Allen. They didn't re-sign Jared Allen.
Because they prorated his stats.
They prorated
his stats.
I was like, you know what? This guy's the next thing. Let's give him the money. Arakpo, he only gives you 10. If Murphy gives you 6, Arakpo's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Arakpo's gone. I mean, it's clear as day. I would hope for Arakpo to stay. And honestly, I prefer Kerrigan to go on the inside. He's big enough. His body, I think, his body can get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has the frame to get bigger, but
he does so well in coverage. Sometimes.
He does. That's the only thing. Don't want to ruin that. That's the only thing because he's way better covers than Arakpo.
Yeah, he is. It's his track.
You know, but he had a bad year to me.
He did have no. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Kirk had a bad year. Period.
You know,
that was a bad. That was the second season. Was that second season? Yeah,
second season.
Yeah,
sophomore slump.
So, but
in football,
and he was a little hurt too.
But in football, you don't have sophomore slumps.
You don't.
Mm-mm.
Only basketball, you're right. Basketball, you have sophomore slumps.
You have second half slumps.
Second half, yeah.
But in football, you only get better. You only get better. You're close to. Honestly, I would like to see us in a 4-3.
I think so, too.
I like to see us in a 4-3.
Yeah, maybe.
I like to see us 4-3, Kerrigan in the inside. Inside, I like to see Murphy in the outside.
You want Kerrigan in the end? Oh, you want inside. I got you.
You want him inside. I mean, if he in the end, then put Trey Murphy in the linebacker.
Yeah.
I
already can play. He's smarter to be in coverage.
Yeah. Put Trump, he's Stanford.
Yeah,
I mean Stanford's a smart kids, and put Arakpo on the end, but we got weak linebacker play, extremely weak.
Yeah,
you know, like what are we gonna do?
You so
what are we gonna do? Like seriously, like
in
what
coverage? You mean coverage wise? Or middle linebacker?
Hey, coverage is horrible.
Yeah, we
coverage is horrible.
I don't know about the guys we did re-sign. I mean, they were cheap and they were on the bargain.
They got bargain for a reason.
They special teams pros to me. So
well, I mean, I'm happy to get some good special teamers. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely needed that.
I'm happy with that. But
so do you think? But in your gut feeling, think a rap hole will. You know, did you say it depends on what rap hole season?
Yeah, because here's the thing. He it's like every other year he gets hurt.
Yeah. So he gets hurt this year. It's like
for real, he gets hurt too much.
Yeah, he does. That pectoral, it's the same injury. Yeah, that pectoral.
He gets hurt too much. But I know when he leaves us, he's gonna be a 15
sack dude.
Yeah, I mean he has the talent too.
Mm-hmm.
He gets held almost every play. They don't call it.
So you know he can get his place. He can get where he needs to get to.
Yeah, he does the same move over and over.
Yeah, I mean I always say you know you're gifted if you can use the same move
and no one stops it. Come on, man.
And you get if you the same move can get 10 sacks. That means you're gifted. Now it's time for you to take that game to the next level.
Kerrigan has better moves than him.
Kerrigan moves are okay. They're not even that great. They're better than Rakpo. But a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Anything's better than Rakpo.
I didn't say great. Okay. I said it's better than Rakpo. That's what I'm saying.
Anything's better than Rakpo.
I would like to see Jenkins on the, like.
Like, why they don't play Brandon Jenkins? Like, Brandon Jenkins look nice.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we play a 4-3, I think Jenkins be all right in the outside linebacker. His frame is okay for outside.
Yeah, and he's fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's why I didn't get the draft pick of Trent Murphy. I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, if you're going to move him in, give Brandon Jenkins that opportunity because he looked good. In preseason, he looked good.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised next year we don't run a 4-3. You can be geared up for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Gruden's all he's been for is a 4-3.
Yeah, with Cincy. And it's not like Hazard can't run a 4-3.
Yeah, Hazard ran a 4-3.
4-3 with the Saints back then. And even when he was with the Rams.
Yeah, so he can run. I can see it. I can see certain things occurring, you know, because you have a Jenkins on the outside. You can have Murphy on the outside. You have Riley in the middle, who's not that good. But
I know. Perry Riley slipped. I don't know what happened to him.
I can tell you.
What happened to him?
He ain't good. He wasn't good there. He was never that good. He was okay. We had an okay linebacker. Now he's a bad linebacker.
He said we have an okay linebacker. Now he's a bad linebacker.
Like, come on. We didn't upgrade. Like, upgrade. Like, put a puss. Assign all these ragamuffins.
He said all these ragamuffins?
Like, name the people we signed linebacker. I can name them.
I know Sharpton.
Sharpton. I don't know no Sharpton.
The middle linebacker?
I know we got a dude from Kansas City named Jordan.
Jordan. And Sharpton. Yeah, Sharpton.
Sharpton from who?
I think it's the Texans.
I know you talk. Like, we signed him?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Dang. You got worse. Akeem Jordan, all right. But dang.
Akeem Jordan is what?
He's all right. All right.
He okay. I mean,
I said all right.
I thought we got him from Tampa.
Nah, Akeem Jordan's from.
You sure? I swore it was Tampa. I swore.
Akeem Jordan's. I'm KC.
Oh, yeah, okay. We got somebody from Tampa, too. We got somebody from Tampa.
So you got to do. We need a backup tight end. We did draft one who they're trying. He's like Paulson.
Who, the back, the tight end?
Yeah. Backup, yeah. The one we drafted. Mm-hmm. That's, like, that was a waste. That was a waste. Like, give me a seventh round. Give me an offensive lineman. You know what I'm saying? Like, give me something.
Yeah. I want to check that out. I'm trying to think myself. I mean, we do need a tight end, a real tight end for Jordan Reed.
That's what I'm saying. We need a real tight end.
Yeah, because Jordan Reed, concussions, you never know.
Yeah, how serious. Niles Paul is horrible.
Yeah, because, we can't really rely on Niles Paul.
He's a good special teamer.
For what they say.
No, you know, he is. He actually is a good special teamer.
He sucks to me.
Nah, he's actually good.
All right, well, let's move down to some more Redskin talk. Andre Johnson wants out of Houston.
I don't want him.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Let me finish it, though. You don't want him?
Nah. Why are we talking about that? When did it say the Redskins were interested?
They never said it would be a nice fit.
No. No one ever said
it. I said that was a story. I said, would you?
What story?
I'm saying, I'm making a story. No, I said, would you?
That's an unnecessary story. That's a waste of my time.
Would you?
Next subject, please.
Would you?
Next subject, please.
What's so bad about having Andre Johnson as a Washington Redskins?
Do you see our receiver core?
I agree with you. I'm saying. I want to hear your reasoning. I want your rationale. I agree with you. I want your rationale. Don't come.
There is no reason to even talk.
Can you just tell the people out there who are ignorant to
salary,
say, like,
salary cap? Next question. Salary cap.
I'll tell the ignorant people because you're just like,
seriously, we're wasting time on that. Or we can talk about baseball.
We're not talking baseball today.
Oh my goodness. I can't get a freestyle and I can't talk about baseball.
Okay, we're talking about baseball. I want to tell the Redskin fans real quick, the fan base who are, you know, thinking that Andre Johnson would be a good signing. Andre Johnson is not a good signing. We got DeSean Jackson. Folks are always talking about how we waste money, how we're always going after the marquee player. We don't need this player. We have DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, and the slot receiver could be Santana or it could be Leonard Hankerson. Oh, I'm sorry, Andre Roberts. Whatever. We have enough wide receivers. Put it that way. We have enough wide receivers. We don't have to worry about getting Andre Johnson. That's just having an extra toy just to have an extra toy. We don't need that. So for the Redskins fans who think that'd be a viable option, nah, we don't need that in our lives. Is that good? That good enough?
Next subject
is a commercial break.
Okay.
When we get back from commercial break, we'll be talking about what were we talking about? Let me think. What will we be talking about? I got to think about this. Actually, I'm joking. It's the NBA playoffs. I'm messing with you, man. It's the NBA playoffs. The Miami Heat play tonight against the Indiana Pacers. They're down 1-0. Will the Pacers have a 2-0 lead or will the Heat tie 1-1? It's the Urban Sports team. You dig? Deuces.
I hate that voice.
Hi. This is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm gonna smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
Well, you've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
This one's for you and me, living out our dreams. We're all right where we should be. With my arms out wide, I open my eyes, and now all I wanna see.
You hear this, I will have already spiraled up. I would never do nothing to let you cowards f*** my world up. If I was you, I would duck or get struck like lightning fighters. Keep fighting, put your lighters up, point them skyward.
King, love this song. Eminem.
Lighter song. I'm ready to battle Eminem now.
You ready to battle Eminem? Hold on. Oh, go ahead. Hit you with a freestyle. Don't curse.
I'm sorry. You can't stop a king. It's too late.
You ain't gonna curse? You're gonna rap.
I ain't gonna rap. You gonna turn me a king?
You can't curse. That's right. You can't spit a flow without cursing?
Nope.
Then what kind of rapper or MC are you?
I'm a See, I can't curse. So how can I describe myself?
This man right here. He used to claim back in the day that he's with Dipset. G-Unit. I mean, this guy here.
G-Unit?
Yeah.
I did. I got the chain to prove it, though, my dude.
You got the chain?
Yeah.
Where's it at? Still to this day, I haven't seen any type of...
First of all, that's
anything.
Let's establish one thing.
What's up?
I love you, man. But if you dare put my business on the street again...
I know you ain't talking about putting people's business on the streets.
What are you talking about?
Out here telling me about my cable life.
I'm just saying, like, I'm watching...
Supernatural.
Yeah, CW.
Yeah, CW.
NBA draft. I'm watching CW though.
Hey man, that's life, man. Such is life.
Hey, put on ESPN. Oops.
All right, I'm gonna change it right now. Click, click. Oh, ain't nothing happening.
He's lying.
Click, click. Lying. I'm gonna do it right now for you.
The blue? Hey, anyone has Comcast? Is a blue screen? That means you don't have.
Look, it says NBA draft. Look at it. See, they got me. See how he got me.
Man, they don't love you in them streets.
They don't love me no more, man. Anyway, real quick.
You got it for 4 years. What more you want?
Off and on, jerk. Anyway, our lines are open. Numbers 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904. NBA playoff times. The Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat Pacers tonight. First, before we get into game two, tell me about game one. What's your thoughts about game one?
Let me see. They were scared to attack Roy Hibbert.
Mm-hmm.
Like LeBron, Wade, Bosh. Like Hibbert was on Bosh. Bosh can drive by him. So the ref doesn't call it the first time, he'll call it the second. Like, you can get Hibbert out the game easily. But they're so scared of the verticality rule that they would never get a call. Mm-hmm. You'll get some calls.
Yeah.
And the refs was just giving the Pacers, like, every call in the book, though.
That was your opinion?
I mean, the free throw comparison was like 30-something to 14.
Yeah, I saw that.
I
thought the Pacers were just extremely hot. I don't think they shoot that way the whole series.
Yeah, unbelievably hot.
Yeah. You had George Hill and Mank knocking down three after three. I thought it was sloppy defense at the beginning of the game. When he saw him make two threes in a row, it's time to put a hand in his face.
I thought Spo once again.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna get on Spo too, but go ahead, carry on. You remember what you told me before you
go. Spo should have put Haslam in the game and should started him like everyone said he should have. But I guess he had his pride. He was like, "Nah, I'm start Battier," and they just started off. Haslam had, what's the boy's name?
Hill. I mean, George.
Not George. I'm sorry, Hibbert. He started off hot.
Yeah, he dominated.
And you put LeBron on David West early. Come on, that's stupid.
To do that later.
You do it later. See, but if you put Haslam in the game,
you can
do that. Haslam's on Hibbert.
Yeah.
Bosh is on West.
Yeah.
And LeBron's able to play Paul George.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just bad coaching all around. I mean, they deserve to lose.
All right, this is my thing about it. You know, we always mention Mike Beasley. Period. And you told me that you thought Mike Beasley would play in the next game after being blown out.
Yeah.
You told me this. My problem with Spoelstra is you need to make Paul George work. All right. Having Shane Battier on the floor, he's not going to work. All right. He's going to help out, and Shane Battier hits a three. I think having Beasley on the floor with a Dwayne Wade, LeBron James. I'm not saying in a stretch of the game, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Mike Beasley. It could be Chalmers and Chris Bosh, and you have a smaller line. You have a small line, You can make it work because LeBron James can, for a little while, guard David West. Truth be told, I put Beasley on a Roy Hibbert just to have him on there and so he can draw him up. I think Roy Hibbert, in my opinion, and I could be wrong. This is me. Roy Hibbert, and from an Atlanta thing, and I'm a Hoya fan. But when you put a small lineup against him. Mm-hmm. He's more concerned about how he's going to defend that smaller player, and that impacts his offensive game.
Totally.
So having Beasley check him, and then him having that fear factor, saying, "Okay, I may have to check Beasley on the other end," that's a problem for him. Because by having Beasley on the floor, say you don't even have Chris Tate, by having Beasley on the floor or Chris Bosh, that's forcing Roy Hibbert to really play out of his element. And then if you put him out of his element, he's not going to be comfortable on the offensive side of the ball.
I actually agree.
And I don't get why. Like, at least Spoelstra, if he was going to change his lineup, he could have changed it that way to put fear to at least resemble what Atlanta did in that series. I think by putting Battier, I was like, "What? Why playing Battier? You barely played him. If you played Battier a lot in the last series, it'd be fine." Like, because you know he's a shooter, but you as a shooter, I don't care what it is. You need to get shots up, and Battier hasn't had enough shots up to be consistently effective. You know, he knocked down his first couple threes. I'm saying that for him to be consistently ready, that's hard for any shooter.
Totally agree.
So Spoelstra as a coach just annoyed me in game one. And also, why not play Greg Oden just one, like 2 minutes or 5 minutes? Why not? Just to stop the bleeding with Roy Hibbert getting confidence. You know, Roy Hibbert with any inkling of friction right now can ruin can shatter his confidence. Why not play Odom? Odom blocks a couple of shots on Roy Hibbert. Now Roy Hibbert's thinking something different. Why not play him like 2 minutes and see what happens?
I think they're done with Odom.
You think so too?
Yeah, I think they said it.
They said they're done?
Odom even said it.
He said he's the biggest bust. You heard that?
The biggest bust and be a bench warmer.
That's so sad. I felt so bad for him.
I mean, such is life.
Yeah, but I felt so bad for the kid because he's not a bad kid.
Nope, not at all. No, it is what it is, though.
But that's what happened in game one. Game one really annoying. But do you think can Miami stop Indiana's bigs in the series period, the way it is constructed now?
I mean, David West is like bullied LeBron. Like, did you watch?
No, I saw it. I actually, truth be told, I was watching the game. Spoelstra annoyed me so much, I just changed the channel.
I mean, he really just like bang, bang, bullied him. I said, "Ooh, this is tough."
I know he bullied Bosh. I know David West is bullying Bosh.
I don't.
Did you see, the plays I was talking about? Did you see a couple of plays?
I really dislike Chris Bosh. I'm not going to lie.
You used to like Chris Bosh.
Huh?
You used to like Chris Bosh.
Not this Chris Bosh. He's Dirk. He plays like Dirk.
Yeah, soft. He's real soft.
He was just so off. He kept shooting threes over and over and over. He does not post up. He doesn't face
in that. Toronto used to post up. That's what annoyed me.
Man, he needs to go. He needs to go so bad. Like, it's a player that, like, the Kevin Love thing. Like, if I was Miami, I'd try to do a sign and trade, ship Bosh.
You think Kevin Love just wants,
well, they're about to take go. They're talking about the interest in Golden State with David Lee and Harrison Barnes.
Oh, for real? That's a good trade.
Yeah, David Lee, Harrison Barnes. But I was like, that's a player that Miami needs.
They do. He has some toughness.
Toughness. He posts up. He can shoot. He rebounds.
His post game is okay. He's willing to post up.
He can shoot.
He can shoot.
He can shoot, and he rebounds. Here's the thing.
He rebounds. Chris Bosh is not rebounding.
Yeah, I don't know what he used to rebound though.
This
Chris Bosh used to rebound though. In Toronto, he used to rebound.
Like if I'm Pat Riley, that's the person I'm going after. You give Dwayne Wade less money. You say, hey, you want to win another championship? We're gonna get Kevin Love. You max LeBron, give LeBron his max this time, and you just tell, it's like, all right, man, boss, how about you go to Minnesota? Get you the highest pay, we sign a trade, ship you to Minnesota. Kevin Love, come here, throw in some draft picks. Like Miami doesn't, they don't care for the draft picks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if case be it, give him Norris Cole too.
Norris Cole is a free agent.
No.
You sure he's not a free agent?
Chambers is a free agent. Norris Cole has one more year.
Oh, then Norris Cole ain't going nowhere.
No, what I'm saying is, this. Listen.
I know what you're saying.
You trade Norris Cole, you re-sign Charm, and you...
Rio, that's what they call him, Rio.
You re-sign
him. Like I know the dude, Rio.
You re-sign him, and like seriously, like Kevin Love is the gem right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's the gem. Damn, Cavs moved up. Oh, okay. Guaranteed top three picks.
All right, please Cleveland.
Cavaliers always get. I don't know what's going on. How's he keep paying these people?
They got another one pick again?
Top three. Cleveland, Milwaukee, Philly.
Oh, I know getting that joint.
76ers.
76ers don't get it. Cavs can't get it. It'll be rigged.
Cavs are going to be vicious.
How are going to be vicious? They wasted a pick.
Cavs?
How going to be vicious? They're going to get one. They're automatically going to get one.
Yeah, you
automatically.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Vicious.
They should be vicious. I know Mike Brown mad as I don't know what.
He got fired again. Dang.
Well, they drive right. They'll be vicious. I don't think Wiggins going to be good. So you don't ask me. Don't ask me anything. I don't think Wiggins going to be that good.
Get that center.
You know what? Wiggins could be good because what's his name? Probably going to do all the ball. Because dribbling.
If
Kyrie had to be more passive though.
Here's the thing. Kyrie has to learn to play with Wade, and Wade's got to learn to play with Kyrie.
Yeah,
beef is real. But here's the thing: those two, if they got along, would be so dynamic. You know, if they got along,
and you got Zeller too, who I do like.
Yeah,
don't
you
like him?
You put Zeller on the bench.
Yeah,
I like Zeller, but you put him on he'll be a serviceable bench man.
Yeah,
and I don't know if they still got that dude, the workhorse. V something.
Oh, they got him. Virgil.
Yeah, if he's still there, then.
But I don't know how long he'll be on the contract, but they still have him.
Damn.
Cleveland got it.
That's what I said.
Did Cleveland gets a top draft pick. Sorry, hold on.
Cleveland is in the final three. This is crazy.
It's crazy.
This is so crazy. Again, Boston has a six pick.
The Cleveland guys get a top NBA draft pick again.
I think it's going to go to Sixers. Sixers are going to get.
Gotta be.
I think Sixers are going to get Wiggins there. I think they said.
But no one wants to stay in Cleveland.
Hmm?
No one wants to stay in Cleveland. Kyrie's ready to leave Cleveland anyway.
Cleveland won.
They got to do it. She's terrible.
It's rigged.
It's rigged. Dan Gilbert doing something.
You can't get three times.
Not, three times. It's not three in a row, is it? No.
Two in a row.
Because
Kyrie. Bennett, and now here.
Is that three in a row?
No. Kyrie in the first one? I guess.
Yeah, who was rookie of the year before?
Cleveland won it.
Isn't that three in a row? Am I wrong?
Was Kyrie the first?
Kyrie's the first pick overall, if I'm correct, though.
Man, that's crazy.
Kyrie's the first pick overall.
Yeah, he was number one, but was it three in a row? No, because Anthony Davis.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Anthony Davis. Yeah, I'm about to say. Dang, that's sick. Damn. So who? They got a decision. They have a decision.
Nah, you go with.
You go Wiggins?
I go NBA. Well,
I go.
I go.
Well, because they got a swing man. So Embiid would be the best fit for them.
Who's the swing man? I got no three.
I mean, you got Deion.
No. It's going to be Wiggins or
Parker. It won't be Embiid.
Nah. It's going to be Wiggins and Parker. They need a wing player. Oh,
exciting player.
No. They need a wing scorer. They've been saying
the pace. Yeah.
It's
probably be Wiggins. I think it'd be Wiggins.
The Wiggins or Parker. Parker's a more.
No. Parker's a more NBA player. I agree with you. Duke ties with Kyrie Irving. That's cool too.
That's cool. But yeah, like Wiggins was scoring at the end, so they know he can score.
Yeah.
Then B came in and he stopped scoring.
Yeah.
But
B didn't play in the tournament.
Nah, not in the tournament.
But I know you're talking about.
I got them getting Parker. I'm gonna be honest.
Bucks got the two pick, so either
got
way.
Two.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No one, the second pick.
Damn, sucks. No one wants to go there.
To Milwaukee, so what to give? Milwaukee's gonna have a good pick.
Yeah, but no one wants to go to Milwaukee. Like I was hoping that either Parker and Wiggins
go back to back.
Yeah, absolutely. I think no one wants to go.
I think the Sixers will probably try to get. I thought the
Sixers got two picks. They might trade up.
They may.
Got two picks.
They may try to trade the first and just try to get the number one pick overall.
Yeah. Yeah, got two picks.
That works.
Yeah, Cleveland. Here's the thing: if Cleveland don't know who to get.
Sixers will probably. I think Sixers want Wiggins. I know Sixers
want Wiggins. Yeah, I heard Sixers want Wiggins.
They want Wiggins. They want Wiggins hard. They want Wiggins.
Yeah, this is crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. Now, real quick, so what does Miami need to do to take game two?
More physical play.
More physical play?
Yeah, more physical play.
All right, I think Miami needs it. I think Eric Spoelstra needs to work on the subbing patterns. Play James Jones early. If you're going to play anybody early, start somebody. You may want to start James Jones. That's a knockdown shooter anyway.
No, they're not starting him now.
I said if you want to. If you want to do anything, if you want to, like for a shooter, to spread for spacing, I'd start James Jones.
I mean, Ray Allen had a good game.
I love Ray Allen. I think
Marvin Chalmers had a bad game, shooting game. He missed like four wide open threes.
I saw that. Some big ones, too.
Big ones. Yeah. Batty started out, made the first.
I'm
saying. Made one three, and that was it. Yeah. I don't even know if Rashad Lewis played.
Yeah, I don't. That's a guy I still try to figure out why he plays anyway. Anyway, let's go to the other series, the Western Conference Finals. OKC Spurs. Thoughts of game one. Spurs won that game. Dominated. 120-something, 105.
You know I want to say something about first of all, Spurs, you guys are outstanding. I mean,
Pop is just the best coach in basketball.
Pop, I really wish I could coach like you. You're a great coach.
We would win a championship by now. We win multiple championships. I mean,
you're an outstanding coach.
Yes.
Scotty Brooks, you're not a good coach.
He's like spoiling me.
He's not a good coach. And I'm tired of people criticizing Westbrook. If you watch the game, if you really watch the game, KD defers a lot.
Was Westbrook and Curry? I mean, were they not criticizing this game?
Not this game, but just in general, if you watch the game, like even Reggie Jackson waved off KD.
Again?
They waved him off, and I was like, wow. But KD had like 30 points. It's like the dude's just so efficient.
Yeah.
But he don't really demand it.
Yeah.
And then their offense is set. This is what I look at it. They said they lose Ibaka, a rim protector.
Yeah.
You know they got another rim protector in the back there.
Yeah, you're talking about
To beat.
And they got, what's his name too? Adams.
Play to beat.
Yeah, I know I'm saying play to beat. I've been saying that.
What you're losing is a shot. Play to beat.
That's what he did in UConn. That's what he does. Idiots. He may not score, but he could block shots. Yeah,
and Constant shouldn't start. He just shouldn't start. Like, play Adams then. Yeah. Maybe whatever. But you should be playing to beat.
I agree with you.
It's just stupid.
I said the same thing.
I was like, why didn't I play to beat? Like, it's just dumb.
Especially when Tim Duncan's having his way.
Yeah.
Like, you should play to beat. I totally agree.
Oh, man, when is Lakers drafting? You got the draft, though? I just realized that.
Oh, yeah. I thought Lakers were going to do
something special.
Yeah, I thought going to do like a scam for the Lakers.
Yeah, wow.
You
would
think so.
Yeah. That messed up.
Oh, the Knicks. Well, the Knicks weren't too. The Knicks weren't bad enough.
Boston got the number six pick.
That's nothing, though.
Nope. It's some players.
But ain't no stars.
Let me see. That's so crazy.
Lakers got to be five. Lakers got to be five at least.
Dang. Yeah, LeBron is going home.
LeBron's going home. It's supposed to say. LeBron going home. You know what?
Jason Woodcut said. Yeah.
Yeah.
LeBron's going home.
Yeah. That's not a bad. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
You put LeBron with? LeBron and Kyrie.
That's right. LeBron, Kyrie, LeBron. And it could be Wiggins.
I wouldn't put Wiggins. I put the center.
You would the center with Parker.
LeBron's a wing player.
So LeBron could. Yeah, but you need two wings. You make it sound like only one.
No,
wing.
What I'm saying. No, you don't. I mean, LeBron. Listen. I mean, they can afford LeBron.
Yeah, they can afford LeBron.
They don't have him paying. That's what I'm saying. You don't need two scores. I mean, you got two scores already. You got Kyrie.
And you got Embiid. And Embiid can just run.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you got, you're like, okay, they need another wing. No, you got Kyrie. You got Waiters. You got LeBron.
Dang, you know what? That would work.
Now you get a top center who's supposed to be a top center.
Yeah, like the.
And then you still.
And you don't got to put pressure on him.
Yeah, and here you go. Here's one thing. You can keep Varechow.
Yeah, LeBron's boy.
LeBron loves Varechow. And Varechow works so hard.
Yeah.
And you got Thompson, who LeBron actually likes. They're cool.
Yeah.
Who posts up and
you
plays
got Zell off the bench?
Zell off the bench who can kick out and shoot. Cleveland looks good.
They look good.
But I think LeBron hates that owner so much.
He got hit. Yeah, I don't see it myself.
But if he does, wow.
So how big is the Serge Ibaka injury?
After that, they were losing easily.
So how quick do you think the series is pretty much over now? Max, do you have a chance?
Max six.
You think they can take game the next game, game two? Or you think that game is
nah,
pretty
much they're going to lose game two. They're going to win game three. They're going to lose.
Why not play Lamb?
You know what? I don't want to talk about that.
Like, it's not making any sense.
I don't want to talk about that. It's, all right. It's so stupid.
Or right, I mean, go to San Antonio. What makes Pop so great?
Like, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Because every year he wins. Like, it's, I feel like players play better. Like, Patty Mills didn't look as good. Now, like, look as good in the NBA. But all of a sudden, in San Antonio, Patty Mills is like a beast. You know what I mean? Like, he makes Tiago Splitter looks good. Like, he makes players look good. Or Diaw, like, he was done. Now he's with the Spurs, and he looks like a not like a, he's not an all-star, but he's like a real serviceable player. Like, he can go elsewhere and contribute, but you know he probably won't.
Now, Lakers didn't get the fifth.
Lakers got what?
Orlando got fourth. Utah got fifth. Boston got sixth.
Oh, then they're not cheating. Then they must hate the Lakers.
Lakers got seven.
They must hate the organization now.
Wow.
Wow. You would think they would at least edge it up.
Dang.
You can't get anybody with there.
That's what I'm saying.
Not in this draft. It's only three.
Well, actually, you'd be forgetting about Randall.
Randall, smart. No, I didn't forget about Randall.
They said Randall. They thought Randall's going to slip to like five.
Randall can't. Not in this draft. You think so?
Yeah, because you got the Australian point guard.
Yeah, the Russian. Is he a point guard? I thought he was a big.
Nah, the point guard. Exum. He's a point guard. He's a .2.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you still got Smart. Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
Who else is in this draft, though?
You got some players. You got Gordon from Arizona.
Yeah, Gordon. That's why I forgot Gordon from Arizona. He can slip up.
He can
slip to LA.
You got the dude. You got what dude is this? You got a dude from Indiana who's decent. Mm-hmm. I think he's actually good. I ain't gonna lie.
From Indiana,
yeah, center. Like 6'10".
Not a big
wingspan, 7'4".
Yeah, I don't remember him. I watched Indiana play. He didn't stand out to me. Indiana? Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. Looking up, he's a top five. Okay. Top seven.
Top tier player?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about a dude from the eight from NC State? Score.
Late first. Mid to late first. Yeah. Mid to late first.
He's the time player we are in a good team.
Yeah, six man.
Six man on a good team. Mm-hmm.
Like, the Bulls are gonna draft none but scores.
They should.
None but scores.
Yeah, they should. Easily. Like, anybody could knock down a shot. That's why I was surprised the dude Snead didn't do well for them. He can shoot in college.
For New Mexico? I can't see LeBron going back to this team.
You think?
What are you looking at it? Like,
but it's a chance, though. No. The roster for him is nice.
Rice is nice.
It's young and good for him.
Yeah, but it's just that owner.
Yeah, he said so many evil things about him. Anyway, it's about time to wrap this show up. To listen to our show on our official Urban Sports Scene website, just visit www.walio.podbeam.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. Any parting shots, sir?
This is crazy.
Yes, he's on. This is crazy.
Seriously, like how did Cleveland – they messed up last year with Bennett, who was horrible.
Which was dumb. Like, Bennett was horrible. Was the dumbest thing in the world.
You know what I'm saying? Like – I get why they draft. Well, no, I don't. I would have just traded. I mean, because it was worthless. Actually, I would have got the dude Noel. I would have got Noel.
You know Noel? Well, yeah, I forgot about Noel. Noel's going to be a 76er, right?
Yeah.
So it's time.
Yeah.
So it's time. Like, you should have parting shots, though, sir. Oh. Any parting shots? Any King Al parting shots?
Man, I love to say this one thing. Man, I love my brother. He's great and all. But if he ever say he moving to Atlanta, I smack the little inch out of him. Real talk. And I'm just saying that right now, man. Let that be known. Like, how I destroy him in freestyle, I will beat his, you know what. I'm just living life, you know, living like a king, like King Dill King. You know what I'm talking about? Love you, ladies.
All right. So, sports team, for ages, you're dead.